The UK-EU relationship under strain. The role of the EU Commission. The European Commission is the executive body within the organisation that is responsible for the day-to-day management of the EEC/EU, and is the only body that can draft legislation at the European level. It has a representative from each member state, so there are currently 28 European commissioners, one of whom becomes the Commission's president. Each national government proposes a member to represent it on the Commission. Those proposed are then approved by the elected European Parliament. They are then formally appointed by the European Council, a body comprising the heads of government of the member states. The executive body of the EEC/EU is therefore not directly elected, leaving it open to accusations of being undemocratic. This supposed lack of democratic accountability was one of the main complaints made by supporters of Brexit during the referendum campaign in 2016. The status of the Commission started to become increasingly important in British politics as the EEC began to expand again in the 1980s and prepare for further expansion in the 1990s. The European Commission became increasingly ambitious in promoting not only open markets, but also a form of social welfare across the EEC. Under the presidency of former French Finance Minister Jacques Delors, 1985 to 1994, the Commission became more active in promoting further unification between the member states, calling for a social element to be included in the European project. The British Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, made her reputation as a pioneer of reducing the government's role in society and expanding the role of free markets in every aspect of life. In 1988, she made a speech in Bruges, Belgium, which many believe to be the beginning of the argument for Brexit. At the time, the EEC was negotiating the Maastricht Treaty, which would create the EU and embed the four freedoms mentioned above at the heart of its economic organisation. Margaret Thatcher had no problems with that aspect of the treaty, as it established the free market principles that she had always supported. However, Jacques Delors was pushing for social protections and welfare standards to also be included in the treaty, which would make the EU ultimately responsible for social and welfare policy across the Union. In her speech, Margaret Thatcher decried this, declaring that Britain had not strived to roll back the state at home only to have it reimposed by Brussels. This reignited debate across Europe, but especially in Britain, about the appropriate role of national governments versus the role of European institutions. Those on the centre-left of British politics tended to support the social ambitions of the European Commission, as they had seen the British welfare system and the rights of organised labour greatly reduced under the governments of Margaret Thatcher. Those on the right of British politics became increasingly concerned, like Margaret Thatcher herself, that Europe was intent on imposing socialist values on all members. The British Conservative Party government adopted a stance of opposing European policies that appeared to be moving towards the ever closer union that was proposed in the Maastricht Treaty. Britain refused to remove border controls when the Schengen area was created, and refused to join the single European currency when the euro was introduced. However, Margaret Thatcher's increasingly hostile attitude towards Europe was not in tune with much of the British electorate. Ironically, it was while she was in Paris attending a European summit in 1990 that her own Conservative Party decided to replace her, believing that they would lose the next general election if she remained their leader. When John Major, Thatcher's successor as Prime Minister, tried to gain British parliamentary support for the Maastricht Treaty in 1992, Margaret Thatcher was one of a number of politicians from his own Conservative Party who publicly opposed their own government. From this time on, the Conservative Party has become increasingly divided on Europe, with a vocal anti-EU, Eurosceptic minority seeking to stop the UK from making further commitments to the EU. Eventually, the Eurosceptics argued that Britain should leave the organisation altogether and persuaded their party leader, David Cameron, a pro-EU politician, to hold the 2016 referendum.